Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Blessed are the Persecuted. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 21, verses 12 through 19, Jesus says to his disciples, "People will persecute you, so get used to it, accept it, and remember that by persevering with me at your side, your eternal life in the glory of heaven is secure." He said we'd be summoned into synagogues, which in Jesus' day was like being sent to the principal's office in grade school. Perhaps you've been called into your employer's office after praying with coworkers, or maybe your job has been threatened because you refuse to cooperate with illegal and immoral business activities. Perhaps people have ranted and raged at you and insulted you because you spoke up against abortion or same-sex marriages, or you've had to endure someone's efforts to set you straight about their misconceptions of Catholic beliefs. I've been told, stop writing all this misleading stuff about some dead guy named Jesus. I have been trying to unbrainwash my friend who reads your reflections. People persecute us because they don't understand. Repeat what Jesus prayed as he hung on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Whether they were taught to believe the deceptions or they have consciously chosen to reject the truth, we must continue to love them. We cannot change their minds by arguing with them, but we can reveal Jesus to them by persistently giving them his love through our actions. When it's time to back up our actions with Holy Spirit-inspired words, we are not to worry. If we are called into the office on account of our Christianity, we first forgive and then we open our mouths, relying on the Holy Spirit to give us wise and caring words that our adversaries cannot contradict. Oh, they might persist in disagreeing with us, just as the scribes and Pharisees did with Jesus. To the ears of non-Christians, it might even sound like they're defeating us, but they cannot change the truth, no matter how hard they try. Truth is the hardest substance in the universe. It's unchangeable, undentable, unbreakable. As the truth comes out of our mouths and the contrasting misinterpretation of the truth comes out of our adversaries, anyone who is genuinely seeking to know the truth will experience enlightenment. Persecutors remind us that we are doing the Lord's work. When we are not persecuted, it's because we're living such a watered-down version of the faith that no one around us feels challenged by the truth.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.